ready, does our contestant step to the test? Arrows loosed in their pursuit of victory and success. Who will shoot straight and true, and who will fire astray? Four will leave as losers, only one can take the day.
Please spell contemptuous.
Darbob wins in archery, but fails to win the heart of Fair Rinalki. Announcement made for the Battle of the Bards. How will I get on? We shall see. I don my costume, bardly attire. The stage belongs to I in Dice and Desire.
Nothing to be ashamed of. There are your bullseye darts and the pen, and of course, £180. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 100. One, two, three, four, five.
Dweezil. Katamon, which of you wishes to start first?
Well, as always, the lady comes first.
No, it's okay. You go first, sweetheart. Lovely, excellent stuff. And Maitre d' leaves the...
Krill quickly says, maybe she is the prize I should take back home.
Oh, we might have warring barbarians for the lady's honour. So yeah, how this is going to work is there are going to be three rounds for you, Dweezil.
Yeah.
Each round, I'm going to ask you to roll insight. So you're going to judge what you think the crowd needs, what the crowd's looking like and what it wants. Okay?
Yeah.
Following that, I'm going to ask you to roll a performance check. Okay.
Yep.
And within your performance, you may perform one additional flourish, which can be anything. It could be a gesture. It could be jumping into the crowd. It could be anything. But that will be determined by you and what you want to do as to what type of role that is. It could be an athletics check. It could be something completely different. It could be a nature check if you want to somehow call birds down from the sky. So that will be it. And then depending on how you do on that will then determine how we get what your score will be at the end and whether you win or lose. Okay?
Yep.
So you're up first. So give me an insight check.
So that's a nat 16 plus my fat plus zero on insight. So that's a 16.
16. Okie dokie. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do for today's crowd? Have you got any poems you want to read? I mean, they could be anything really.
I'm going to tell a simple joke. I'm going to look into the crowd and I'm just going to say, my dear friends, what do you call a lost lycanthrope? I'm going to pause for 1 second, one beat. And I'm going to say a werewolf.
Dabov just creases over like laughing, just really getting into it.
So, can you roll me a performance, please?
I can. That is.
Are you doing any flourishes?
There's a flourish, and the flourish, Nathan Peterson, is quite simply on my drum. I do two little hits of the drum, and then I hit my rapier off the floor, and it makes a sound that some might perceive as a dudum ting. Sound. That is a 21 for performance.
21 performance. Okie dokie. So you succeed on your performance. The crowd give out a lovely, not necessarily the biggest laugh you've ever heard in your life, but they're very much bought into your joke.
Great joke.
And your flourish, what was you doing then? Sorry? You were bouncing your...
2 bits on the drum. Dum. Yeah. And then slapping the rapier off the stage. Dum. Ting!
Okay, with the... So bouncing the rapier off the stage then, I guess. Are you bouncing it off?
I'm like hitting it off the stage for a ting sound, yeah.
Let's go with an acrobatics to see if you successfully make the ting noise that you want to.
That's a dirty 20. I just rolled 3 flat 16s in a row.
Okay. Yeah, so you succeed at your performance as well, and you know the whole package that they've seen from you from a stranger at this point, they're pretty impressed, and so that's your first round.
And I look over at Catamonda Piggins. Great name. And I just give the kind of sideways, it's not the finger guns, it's just that the point is if over to you. And I probably do something quite kind of misogynistic and patronizing, like it's, I don't say anything, but in the gesture, it's implied that it's a patronizing kind of sweetheart kind of thing, you know. And it is entirely ironic. I'm only doing it to psych her out.
Brilliant. Okay.
I'm not a sexist. I'm just a bastard.
Okie dokie.
Sexism used to psych women out is absolutely fine.
Catamon stomps to the front of the stage, looks round at you. You have shit on face. Oh no, it is ugly beard. Catamon roast you. And at the end,
she is.
And at the end,
yeah.
Blows out on her horn.
Is anyone else trying to figure out if that actually was a haiku?
Yeah, it was.
It was a haiku. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, so let's. Sorry, I forgot to roll the insight for first. So that is that, and then the second roll will be. Oh, yeah, just okay. The there's just a little murmur of ooh from the crowd as they feel that you're rattled from the from her haiku, and it somehow gets in your head a little bit. Your next performance check will be at disadvantage.
Nice.
So your turn for round two.
What would happen if the if that same lycanthrope were suddenly to realise the futility of his own existence? He'd become himself a werewolf.
Oh. Right, insight check, please, first.
Insight. That's a two.
A two, okie dokie, and a performance check then, please.
With at disadvantage.
At disadvantage, yeah.
At disadvantage, that's an 11. This dice keeps rolling 16s. I think it might be problematic.
And did you any flourish in the middle of that?
If I were to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on Catamonda Piggins,
I would suspect that is interfering with your competitor and would be pretty much noticed.
I wouldn't like to interfere with her.
I would.
As would I.
The flourish will simply be the kind of the wink and groan, acknowledging that it's a terrible dad joke, kind of like, ooh, after the joke, as if to say, I know it's a bad joke, you know it's a bad joke, we're all groaning together.
All right, persuasion check that you are convincing them that you know it's a bad joke.
Do you want higher than an 18?
Is that what you've rolled?
No, I've not rolled anything yet, but I can't roll less than an 18.
Oh, well, that succeeds. But the joke itself does go down a little bit like a lead balloon. And
they know I'm in on the shitness of it.
They know you're in on the shitness, but at the same time, it still is a shit joke at the same time. It unfortunately doesn't absolve it. But they do like the fact that you've acknowledged the fact that it's a shit joke.
The way I acknowledge it is with I do like a ghetto hand snap and I shout, witness the shitness, laugh.
Fair enough. Catamon hulks back up to the front of the stage.
Of course she does.
Looks back at you. You have arms like twigs. I snap them in half easy. Catamon roast you. and at the same time takes out a horn to demonstrate how strong she is and breaks
it. Oh my god.
In half.
Of course you would.
Wow.
Oh, that's not looking good. Her overconfidence has not gone for her, and the crowd realise that they've reached a little bit. Yes, compared to the half-orc, you may be thin, but you've still got a bit of muscles on you. And they agree that perhaps she couldn't snap you quite as easily. And in fact, she can't even snap the horn that she attempts to snap. Round three. Your turn.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Are you doing a haiku back, Harry? Hope so.
Yeah, we are. Very simply, Dweezil turns round to Catamon and says, "Catamon, roast you." Repetition, we expect. Flunked out, Uruk hai.
That would even hurt me.
Insight, please.
That's a 10.
A 10, okie dokie. And then a performance roll, please. And also let me know whether you're doing any flourish in that performance.
The performance roll is a 6, 17. And the flourish is just simply... It's just the straight up finger guns this time. It's the party finger guns to pop the boys, popping the brothers, brother. Just straight at her, and then what I do, like Batista in a WrestleMania entrance, is I drop down into a squat position and then just pop the finger guns off to the entire crowd, like in a semicircle.
Can I have on that then, let's have on that a sleight of hand.
That is a plain 15, it's a 19.
Plain 15, 19, yep, you managed to do that and get the crowd back on side, despite your shitty joke.
Sorry, my excellent roasting haiku.
She looks a little bit rattled by this. She's not had roast haikus back at her. And steps up. And as she's walking up, she says,
"What's your name again?"
Dweezil Van Zafir. That's 5 syllables. You can use it in the first line of a haiku or the final line. Step into it.
And she steps up.
"Your name is Dweezil. It is a terrible name. Catamon
roast you."
And she nails she nails her performance. The crowd are back with her. They're loving seeing the toing and froing between you, the love hate relationship that's clearly going on, although it's very much on the hate. And in that final moment, as she feels the energy of the crowd, she decides to run and jump for some stage diving.
Quidge, get ready.
Can I cast grease on the crowd?
I'll allow it. But awesome. I mean, the whole crowd will go down.
This is becoming some sort of weird foam party.
So what do I have to do with cast grease?
What's the rules on grease? Where are you casting it? Under their feet to slip?
Just like centered on the bit that she's jumping into. So I don't want them to catch her, basically. And I want it to go down like an absolute lead balloon.
Two barbarians are running to catch the big orc woman.
They have to make a dexterity saving throw of 13, by the looks of things.
13. We're doing it on a group of people, so we're just going to roll independent, like, as a group, I guess.
Cool.
So you're casting it on the ground beneath them so they could just slip out from underneath them.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot square.
Okay, so they roll a 17. So it does become very greasy underfoot, which does make life a little bit more difficult. They manage to. The crowd manages to notice in time, and indeed, I don't know if the barbarians have come to catch as well.
Quinch, noticing the grease, Quinch unfurls wings and hovers just 1 foot above the ground.
So are you catching her?
Casually soars to the front of the crowd and puts his arms out
like a big blue angel.
Right, can I have a strength check then, please? If you're trying to... Are you trying to take it on your own?
What's a strength check?
Are you trying to catch her on your own?
Yeah, yeah. Try and get the limelight.
Isn't... I'm sure I've seen Blue Angel on a machine in a gent's toilets in a pub, and you pay £2 and you get a placebo tablet that has very little effect on your penis.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know. But no, don't waste your money on them.
You're going to review them.
Strength check, please.
Right, strength check. You've been seeing a lot of 20s, 25s and whatnot. Well, have you ever seen...
Two.
Oh, that is actually a good roll. Brilliant. That's not on that sheet, idiot. I think it's... Oh, 21.
21. Okay. Catamount also rolled a 21. So for a big girl being caught by a big dragonborn, she flies through the air with a little bit more dexterity than you'd expect. You fly through the air with a bit more strength and dexterity than maybe people would expect. And you manage to catch her. You manage to catch Catamon in your arms. And what are you doing? You're just hovering with her in your arms? Are you going to gently lay her down?
I gently come back to the floor. Resting my full weight on the greased floor.
Make him roll the dex check.
Am I allowed to willingly fall over?
Please make him roll the dex check.
You can willfully fall over if you wish to, yeah.
In-game flavour, I stumble on the grease and land on a pile, and I say to Catamons, I'm sorry, this is the first time I've used my wings in quite some time. You'll have to forgive me.
Okay. who are you?
My name's Dragon Boy, but you can call me the Bringer of Omens. And also, could you just alleviate some of your body weight? You're crushing my lungs.
Okay, must go. And with that, she stands up and goes to walk towards the stage. But slips over in the grease, which...
Can she fall on him again, please?
So she falls over. No, she doesn't fall straight onto Quinch. But there's still people around you, and she does fall over and does barge into a couple of people and knock them over. And it's become a bit of a shit show, to be honest. You've made things worse, because it's very possible they would have just caught her, but actually you've made it terribly worse. She stands up and she goes down again in the grease, because she's still, you know, the trouble is, as she stands up and she goes to move, unfortunately, it's becoming quite the problematic quagmire. You know, we know what Glastonbury can get with a bit of rain. Imagine what would happen if you threw some grease down there as well.
More like Catamon's the slip-ins.
Oh, God.
I'll leave the zingers to tweet to grease.
And you see her count, like, get her big maw out as she hears it and goes, Catamon de slip ins, too many. And she stands up, and this time she managed to make it her way to the stage. And she goes back up, very much now covered in a combination of mud, grease, regret, and a little bit of lack of pride. And she gets up, and then Mater D makes his way back out. Dweezil, you're still on the stage, correct?
I am, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Still just Batiste. Right.
Almost somewhat unaware of the shit show that's literally happened underneath you. And Catamon managed to get back onto stage and walked over. Mater D comes out. Oh my goodness, what a contest. One for the ages. Let's see who wins today for the big prize. First, if I can have a round of applause for Dweezil Vansophere. Now, can I have a charisma roll, please?
Ooh.
Adding appropriate modifiers and plus +5.
Just, ooh. That's 11.
11. That's with plus 5.
Yeah, that's with plus nine. That was a two, Nathaniel.
Fudge me.
Nice. I won't call then.
Okie dokie. And okay, lovely. And you hear this like round of applause. Very light, you know, people are very happy with what you've done, but not necessarily going overboard. There's a few whoops in the crowd which clearly have come from your colleagues.
Whoop.
Lovely stuff. And let us now turn to Catamon de Piggins. Did she take your affection? And this time there is a most outrageous, brilliant,
Jesus,
that's a word.
Christ.
Outrageous cry. Like the moment of romance between Catamon and your own party member has somehow carried her over the line. Like people love a loser in life, and they've seen two of them collide, and it's made them just want to vote for the sad story. And this big round of applause goes, oh, plus also people know Catamon, they don't know Dweezil. She's coming with a bit of added backstory. And well, it looks like Catamon wins again, and Mater D hands over a bag of gold coins and says, and also your winner's chip, and to our loser, a participation chip. Thank you for joining us, Dweezil. We will follow your career with much aplomb. Goodbye.
Someone needs to get a grip of Dweezil, because I'm going to get nasty in a minute if someone doesn't do something here. I literally don't take the chip from him, and I'm about to reach for my rapier.
Oh, can I go over shit. To Catamon and just congratulate her on the win, shake her hand, and also...
At the moment, they're still on stage, and Mater D is just stuck in a robotic wave that just won't seem to stop until both of you are off the stage, essentially.
I cast Dissonant Whispers on Mater D.
it's
not pissed off. I'm legit. I've gone. My head's gone. Head's gone.
Catamon starts walking off stage to the right. Mater D is still on stage, just waving. The crowd is starting to disperse. There's a buzz.
I hope you've sketched up a stat block for him, because he's going down.
which notices Dweezil and his face getting redder, and the colour is pulled from Quinch's face, and he says, "Oh fuck! I have only seen Dweezil like this twice before, and once we were well. I won't say how knee deep we were, but." This is not good news. This is the rage of Dweezil, and you do not want to see this rage.
As the audience disperse, Catamon walks off stage. Davov, did you say you wanted to speak to Catamon?
Yes, I'd like to shake her hand and congratulate her on the win, but also try and pickpocket her of the winner's token.
Oh, good lad.
What a man.
Dweezil
okay. So what are you saying? What are you saying then? Give me some roleplay.
Congratulations on the win. I don't know who flung that grease around. Really irresponsible, but well done. It was a well fought battle. Haiku is obviously a intelligent person's medium, and it was a victory well won. Obviously, I'm friends with Dweezil, but a win is a win, and I respect that. And just shake a hand.
Catamon, thanks you. I don't know if this is the same voice that I used earlier, but it is also the voice I'm using now. Catamon is used to winning these contests. Catamon is great Bart.
Clearly. Very, very well won.
But is he your friend?
Dweezil? Yes, he is. He's a good friend
also,
of mine.
He also great Bart. Catamon hope he did not take offense to words.
Oh, I know him quite well. He's probably not that angry.
All is fair in love and bad, I always say.
I give a very sly grin and say, it is, isn't it?
So you're going for the pass?
Yeah, just specifically the the winner's token thing.
Okay.
And you... if I can get the winnings, so be it.
So what are you going for specifically then? We'll go for one at a time.
The token. The winner's token.
Okay, go for it.
Cool. Is that sleight of hand?
Mm-hmm.
That is 19.
19. Yeah, Catamon's still riding the wave of success, and you obviously being at a lower height, perhaps she's not necessarily paying attention to you physically as much as she should, is unaware of you reaching in to her belt and taking the winner's chip from her. And you managed to take that back, and the money is still there.
I'll leave the money. I'm not going to push my luck.
Okay.
Leave her with something, and I'll just
And she says, anyway, I must leave now. It is always nice to meet a fan. Perhaps our paths will cross again.
Perhaps.
What is your name?
It's Derek.
Derek. That is a good name for a gnome.
It's a very good name. Thank you.
Please, give my respects to Dweezil.
Oh, I certainly shall. We'll give respects to Dweezil.
And with that, she just goes, Catamon out. And she leaves.
she walked backwards, like, really, like, mysteriously.
if sunglasses were a thing in this world, she would put on some sunglasses and just fucked off.
I'm going to head back to Dweezil. And just
Dweezil's still on stage with Mater D, who is still somewhat stuck in his the last of the audience has dispersed. There's no one around. Mater D turns around and says, "Oh, you are still here."
As Daboff approaches Dweezil, he just hears the last of Dweezil muttering his breath. Consonants evade me, my words clash evermore. Dissonance, embrace ye. Leave, I must implore, you stupid warforged dickhead. as he does indeed cast dissonant whispers, he's really angry. Second level dissonant whispers, which means that the warforged must make a wisdom saving throw. Sorry, Nathan.
I mean,
it's that thing, isn't it? It's like doing what your character would do and not making a character who's a pain in the ass. And I think I've slightly overstepped the mark tonight, but still doing
well,
it.
Well, so.
If you're happy to wait for like 2 minutes while I find a stat block for a Warforged, because I never expected you to attack the host who's done literally nothing wrong.
I never expected myself to lose, did I? So. Who came up with the name Catamon the Piggins?
You did, yeah.
Was it me as well?
I came up with Catamon the Pigeons. I think I came up with the very basic version. You came up with the D&D version.
Hoisted by my own petard. I'm angry with myself, if anything, aren't I?
What is a Warforged? Is that like a golem?
It's like a robot. It's like a big robot, yeah. Wow. Big robot.
Yeah, wooden metal. It's fantasy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what would he
what
be?
What processor speed is that?
Slow at this rate. should we? Here's a good question. Should we leave this as a cliffhanger and I can work it out before you start attacking him? Because I just genuinely don't know what to do. I've got a Warforged soldier, but he's not a soldier. That seems a bit unfair to
do. Warforged
wisdom would be about the same.
Yeah, I say, soldiers not known for their wisdom, are they?
Make it so, Sunshine. Come on.
Let's use that then. Cool, brilliant. It's locked behind that.
I'm That's also good. Really glad you're making a massive scene about you losing. So when you show up at the tug of war, it's going to be memorable that you lost.
No one knows. Nobody knows.
The crowd's dispersed by now, hasn't it?
And you, yeah. It's not like I'm doing this overtly. This is whispering under my breath.
Ah, fair point.
I'm glad you lost, to be honest. It would have been quite a lot of pressure for me to stay on a boat.
Right. Wisdom. Okay, he's got a plus zero. Okay, what has he got to succeed at?
I mean, you've got to roll the dice, and I'll tell you whether it happens or not, Nathan. I am the DM now.
I don't think it works like that, does it? I think there's probably a safe
all right,
figure.
14, dickhead. Go on.
Doesn't matter, he loses. He fails.
That's 3d6. Hang on, let me roll the dice.
Fuck me.
That is 9 damage, and he has to run away.
Okay, I don't know what his stat would be, because a soldier has 60 HP, and I doubt he'd very much have 60 HP. So what I'm going to say is, I'm going to say that he has more than 9 HP. He is, although Warforged are known for essentially having no emotion, realistically, he takes the damage, and he's just a guy. He's just a Warforged hosting a lovely little contest at the Festival of Aegon. He's not here for a fight. So he very much, not only does he take the damage, he's scared of you, regardless of the spell, and he backs away, and he's like, I am sorry for your loss. Please do not hurt me. And he sort of starts sort of running in the opposite direction of Dweezil Van Zafir, the new bringer of omens.
With that, Dweezil, the bringer of omens, addresses the crowd that are still there and just says, see, even Maitre D believes that Dweezil Van Zafir should have won this contest.
And at this point, can you roll me perception?
Yeah, I can, yeah. good at rolling twos, aren't I? Plus three on that, though, so 5.
It's this point that even with a roll of 5, you notice that there is no one in the crowd, and you're just talking to an empty room. Your hate has blinded you to the fact that literally the only people in the room were your colleagues, Maitre D, and that was it.
Yeah, but De Quinch, Krill, and Gregamel still.
Yeah, so you said it to. So you said it to them.
I didn't mention that Krill fell asleep in his seat because the performance was like meh to him.
Who's still? Right. As long as I've made my point to the members of my party, as long as they still believe that I am the Bard of Bards.
Oh, 100%. Krill wakes up and believes that you have won.
I walk up to Dweezil and just say, here, the rightful winner, and hand him the winner's token.
Ah, it seems like Dweezil was not the only one who was robbed.
Ha 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 ha.
And we laugh, and we all laugh, and we all fall on the floor laughing, and we go, Quinch should have been the one in the bad contest.
Thank you for joining us on our adventures. Please subscribe and leave a review on whichever platform you listen to podcasts through. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter @Dice and Desire, where we share behind the scenes bits and bobs, and we'd love to interact with you there.